Prince Edward County is planning to start from scratch when it comes to solving a difficult and growing public transportation problem. Just this week, County Council opted to discontinue subsidizing a U-Ride program that had mixed results at best. This on the heels of a weekend that saw County OPP lay 7 impaired driving charges in a 3-day span. Local taxi availability has been cannibalized by a corporate contract with a mushroom plant that takes one of the cab companies out of the equation completely. And cab fares have also skyrocketed. A 35-kilometer cab ride from Belleville to Picton now costs the same as a 450-kilometer flight from Toronto to Ottawa. This in a place that's built its economy on alcohol-based tourism. The county is planning what it's calling a community transportation strategy refresh in 2024 using a specialized consultant funded through the Provincial Community Transportation Grant Program. This strategy refresh will look at the ecosystem of transportation options, including taxis and other modes, to make recommendations for the future of transit and community transportation in the county. It says the focus will be largely on transit, but other modes will be included in the analysis. County officials say the latest strategy was developed pre-pandemic and before the growth in Picton and Wellington was being contemplated. So they say this is the time to look at community needs now and in the future to make sure the system will meet needs and be sustainable. There is also work to be done currently on the transportation master plan for Picton specifically. The focus of this is about moving people and goods within Picton and includes multiple modes of transportation. The strategy work would be funded through the Community Transportation Grant, which is part of the PE Transit Services section of the 2024 operating budget, set to be deliberated next week. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Craig Foster.